Melissa in the Morning chats with career strategist and workplace expert Julie Bauke. It's Julie on the Job, now on the Voice of Connecticut, WICC 600 and 95.9.
Okay, so I asked ChatGPT, how long is too long to wait for a job offer after a successful interview? That was the question. And in very logical fashion, it says there isn't a single cutoff, but there is a point where silence starts to mean something. Sorry. Honestly, Julie, this is why I have to have conversations with you, because while AI is a fantastic tool and I think there's a lot of good to it, it's just funny. It says 1 to 3 days. That's a fast moving company or an urgent hire, which you should be aware of. 1 to 2 weeks. Very normal for many professional roles. 2 to 4 weeks. Still common, especially if there are multiple candidates, approvals or internal delays. This doesn't help me, though, in the sense that most people, if they have one interview and then a follow up interview and they're even told in the room, wow, you're a really strong candidate, they will wait weeks sometimes before they hear anything. And I think, why is there even that lag time, Julie Bauke? Let's start there and welcome back.
Okay. So first of all, I'm at the end of bronchitis. And so I've got that annoying seal bark. So I'm going to try to keep it at bay during our conversation, but don't worry about me.
You're like, don't worry about me. Just keep
already.
Going. It's okay.
I'm not going to die.
You're doing great.
All right. So the number one complaint that people have about the search process is ghosting. And in other words, I go in, they tell me I'm great. We have a couple interviews. I seem to be a great fit. They say, you'll hear back from us by Friday, and then never again. So understand that while it is really annoying and really unprofessional, don't take it personally. Of course, you're going to feel horrible about it, but understand it's not just you and it's rude and et cetera, but it has been a part of the hiring process as long as I've been in this work, and that's 25 plus years. It's gotten worse because of the number of people whose resumes or whose applications cross HR's desk or the hiring manager's desk. And so at some point it becomes a numbers game. So here, in other words, I don't have time to answer everyone. And also, let's also remind ourselves, it's terrible to give bad news. Gee, yeah, I told you that you are a number one candidate, but Fred over here brought in his nephew, and we've been told he's our number one candidate. So that kind of stuff happens. And so what I would say, how do we get around this? Part of it is managing between your ears and knowing that when someone says, I would imagine we'll be back to you by the end of the week, and it's 5 o'clock Friday and you've heard nothing, that is typical. It's
okay.
Frustrating, but it's typical. So here's some things that I think can help you navigate that. So when you are in an interview process and you know there's an open position and they seem to be excited about you, their ability to get back to you does depend on whether you're the first person they've talked to or the 10th person they've talked to. In other words, where are they in the hiring cycle?
Mm.
If you're the first one, they're super excited. Maybe you've set the bar high, but they have 5 or 6 other interviews set up. And so, yeah, they're probably not going to cancel all those interviews. It is perfectly okay to ask, where are you in the hiring process?
When would you ask that, Julie? Like, would you ask that when they say at the end of your interview, do you have any questions for us? Or is that something you would ask after the interview is complete and you've walked out the door and you send that little thank you?
Let's say you get to the end of the conversation. You get to the end of, maybe it's the first or second interview, but you've detected mutual interest. You've detected interest on their end. Wow, you have a really great background. I'd love for you to talk to some other people on our team. Great. Where are you in the hiring process? Are you at the beginning or more toward the end? I'm just trying to level set my expectations. Okay to say that. This doesn't have to be a big mystery. So it's okay to say that, number one. Number two, you go on interviews. It is okay to say, let's say you go back and you have a second interview. When can I expect to hear back? If they don't offer it up, you can ask. Remember, this is a mutual decision as to whether this is a good fit. So it is perfectly okay to say, when can I expect to hear from you? I would imagine by next week. Okay, so if I don't hear from you next week, is it okay if I follow up the week after that? Of course. So you've gotten that permission up front to follow up. Now,
I think for some reason, Julie, we don't feel like we have that right, almost like it's a privilege that we're interviewing for a job.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know how to fix that other than you got to.
You're like, that sounds like you got to go to therapy. That's what that sounds like. Right. I mean, yeah, right? Because it is true. It's funny, but the average person, like as you're even talking about this, I think to myself, yeah, sure, I talk a big game. But let me tell you, I've never been that person other than the complimentary. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for meeting with me. Please let me know if there's anything further I can do, whatever. But I hear about, I'll have friends or I'll have, people that I know of who are applying for jobs and they'll say, it's been a month. It's been a this. And in my mind, I'm like, oh, man, that you're out. And what's funny is they probably aren't, honestly. But I have such anxiety of, hey, like the ball is in their court, right? I mean, the employer is picking who they want. And we have become, where it's funny, we talk about ghosting with if you go on dates, but I think employers have become way too into ghosting job applicants, which I don't think is right. I think that's wrong to just kind of be like, well, you just didn't get it. So we're just not going to say anything. We're going to get, and then it makes the prospective employee feel like they're not worthy. So there's a little bit of they create that a bit. But I think you got to have confidence knowing that, this is a mutual agreement that if they want you, you also have the right to be like, hey, just checking in. Where are we at with this process?
Should I follow up with you or is there someone else? So
right.
You set that expectation that you'll be following up. Now, where this often falls apart then is in how the follow-up is conducted. So part of this is I don't know what to say when I follow up. Okay, got it. Because you don't want to say, pick me, or have you made any decisions? Because that feels like you're sitting around waiting. So I have a couple of key phrases that I suggest people use. And the first one is, let's say they said, we'll be back to you by Friday about next steps. Okay, go ahead and assume that they will not be back to you by Friday. Okay, start there. Now it comes the next week. Say it's Monday afternoon, Tuesday morning. In other words, give them some margin on the end. And then follow up and say, hi, just checking in regarding our conversation of 2 weeks ago, blah, blah, blah. Here's the phrase. Is there anything else you need from me to move the process forward?
Ooh, very ownership. Very not assuming you got the job, but very much like, yep, I'm confident in who I am. I know that you're considering me, even if they're not.
How can I help you statement?
Yeah.
Is there anything else you need from me? It's not, it's about what can I do for you to help you move the press? Oh, well, you can send me a few dates so you're available at the end of the week. It's also not needy and it's very appropriate.
Mm.
Okay, so then let's follow this through. Nothing, crickets, okay? So you wait another week or so, whatever. But remember, in this case, you've already asked, what's the timeline here? And let's say they said to you, we'll be making a decision quickly. Okay, so then they say back to you by Friday. They don't. You wait for them Monday, Tuesday. Is there anything else you need for me to move the process forward? Crickets. Wait another week. Then you can send something like, dear so-and-so, I really enjoyed meeting you and learning more about what the XYZ company is doing. Because I have not heard back since our blah, 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 I will assume that you have gone with another candidate. Thank you for this opportunity and I wish you well. Period.
That's bold.
Well, sure it is. But don't you want to know?
Yes, of course I do, sure. Julie Baucke. This is why you're my confident friend and I'm the anxious one. Yes. Yeah. Yep, I do. Yes.
No, I mean, and here's what happens. It's a beautiful thing. Is that if you are still in the running, you will hear back like lightning. Oh, no. So sorry. I'm so sorry we haven't gotten back to you. One of the people on the interviewing team has had, he's been out sick. And we just have been scrambling to try to get these things done. Please know we're still very interested.
But it doesn't show that you're not interested in the job anymore. That's not how that comes off.
No,
okay.
Not at all.
Okay.
Because I haven't heard back, I will assume that you have found another candidate that's a better fit.
Got it.
And
okay.
I'm telling you what, it is the high road, baby, because you're saying, it's cool. I got other things. And if you don't hear anything back after that, you can very safely assume that that is true.
They've moved on. We're chatting with Julie Bauke, our career strategist, discussing the interviewing process. And if you've had one or two interviews with a company, they seem to show you that you are a great candidate for whatever job it is that you're interviewing for, but you don't hear back. How exactly do you handle that? So Julie, right before, gave a couple of kind of email ideas for how you can still be in control, but also be confident in the value you bring to the table, and especially if you haven't heard back yet. I'm curious, though, Julie, what about, I'm going to call it the threat, even though it's not a threat, but, you know, hear me out. When you bring up, you know, sort of like scammers will do, which this is all sounding really bad, but follow me with this. When you bring up kind of like, hey, the ball really is in your court because I'm awesome. Here's the thing. I'm interviewing with six other companies right now. It's sort of the same thing as when you're kind of negotiating if you want to get a raise at work and you say, well, you know, I've got this job offer on the table, or, well, you know, I really should be at this rate because whatever. Is that effective when you're in the interviewing process to mention that you're also interviewing with other companies, or, you know, even mentioning like, hey, I am still currently at this company. I need to let them know that I'm leaving for another job. Does the threat of another entity, is that at all effective or a good route?
In what you said, I wouldn't say I need to let my current company know, because that you don't really. I mean, you just need to let them know once you've decided. But your first one was good. So let's say that you're interviewing with company A and B. And this is where it starts to get tricky. Is let's say you're interviewing with A and B, and company A is about the opportunity is about a 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. Company B is about an 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. But company A is moving faster. Okay, so your 6 is coming to bear faster than your 8 is. It is perfectly okay in most cases, so there's all these factors that go into it, to call your reach out to your contact at company B and say, I really enjoyed our time together. I think I'd be a great fit for this role, and I'm really excited about continuing our conversations. However, I've been in the job search for a while, and I do have some other possibilities bubbling to the surface. Can you give me an idea of what your time frame is?
Okay. You're good with that.
You know, yes, of course. You're not saying, speak now, baby. This doesn't stay on the market long. You know, I mean, you know what I mean? Anything that smacks to that.
Julie, you should just say that, because honestly, you can. That's funny.
Yeah, I can.
That's
say
funny.
That.
Yeah, you can say that, but most others can't. Now, what about the other side of this, though, Julie? And again, Julie Bauke is our career strategist. You're so funny. What about employers, though? Because honestly, as I mentioned, we are becoming too comfortable. Not everybody, but I am finding that more and more people will say, you know, I thought it went really well, or it's been weeks, even months, and I haven't heard back. And then, honestly, sometimes they do hear back in a couple of months. And I think to myself, that's crazy. Maybe that is a, I didn't ask what their time frame was for filling this role. And okay, fine, take a little ownership. But for employers, how important is it that they're also not ghosting? Because honestly, I'm seeing, especially Gen Z workers, they're not waiting. They're going to go to other opportunities. And I think to myself, why aren't we acting on this? This is a no-brainer. Let's move. I mean, I'm no employer, but you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. So the hiring, the selection process, it's very, very important that yours is very buttoned up. So who are you looking for? How are you going to know when you find them? What are sort of your parameters for hiring? What's your timeline? What's your time frame for hiring? Do you want to have this role filled within 30 days? Or I'm just browsing? And then you have to communicate that to the people you're talking to. Your best people will not stick around to be batted about like a cat toy. They just won't. And so you've got to be really clear and say, I will communicate. I will let you know when we've gotten to that point. And every once in a while, it's okay to check in and say, we're not quite there yet. We've had some illness on the staff, but we're still very interested in you. That's all you have to do. But when you say, here's our time frame, here's our timeline, stick to it. And understand there's a person on the other side of the desk who is going through, and if you've been unemployed yourself, you know what that person is feeling and going through because you've been there. And so have some respect for the people in the process. Because remember, as an employer, you are modeling what you're going to be like to work with. And if you can't get your act together, on your hiring and selection process, then what are you going to be like when the person's working for you and they have another kind of an issue? You know, what are you going to be more responsive then? And so it's really about putting your best foot forward on both sides.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Julie Bauke, our career strategist. And again, this topic actually came from one of our listeners. And so keep them coming. We encourage that. And more conversations with Julie Bauke. I always appreciate you, Jules. Thank you so much.
You too. Take care.
All right. You too. And feel better. You sounded great, though. I think there was only one cough in that entire interview. So well done, Julie. We appreciate that. Julie Bauke of Julie on the Job here on WICC. She'll be back next Tuesday at 8:30. If you have any questions or any topics you want her to dive into, please feel free to email us or Julie.